It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad to have you all joining us today because Mother's Day is just right around the corner. So I say that it's time to start planning not only a trip, but also gifts and just getting ready to make that special lady in your life, whether it's your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, your wife, whoever it might be, that is a mom, to start planning and getting ready to make that day very special for her. And I'm not alone in this today. I have sitting in with me my usual co-host, Doc Bill with Sapple Island Birdhouses. Welcome to the show, Doc Bill.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here and definitely a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to Mother's Day.
That's right, that's right. And also sitting in with us is Olivia Varnson, who is the Travel Bags intern, and she's always doing things behind the scene, but we have her behind the mic today. So welcome to the show, Olivia.
Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have both of you all here. So what kind of special things do you have planned for your mom, Olivia? Have you started thinking about that? Or am I putting you on the spot? Because your mom might be listening.
I just want to get my mom off her feet for one day. Relaxing day.
I love that. So do you have any plans? Are you going to do all the things for that day, the taking care of everything?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of us kids. There are six of us, and she's always moving. She always has somewhere to go, somewhere to drop us off. So I'd like to do that for her.
Well, that sounds like a great Mother's Day gift. And for mothers out there, our gift, the Travel Bags with Anita and Friends gift, is going to be really this show because we're going to talk about lots of great tips for mothers that have to travel for business, for mothers that are doing all the packing and organizing and planning for the family trip, because I know a lot of times some of that falls on the moms to get all those things done. So some tips for that, as well as some gifts. So the husbands or the daughters and sons or, you know, those folks who will be trying to find the gift, we have something for you in the last segment. So make sure you hang around to hear some of those things. So there are lots of tips we can think of, but, you know, one of the tips that really comes to mind for me, first of all, in thinking about helping moms with traveling, and especially traveling with kids, is preparing a packing list.
And that's quite helpful. I mean, because you have so many things going on, you at least want to make sure you hit the high points and you have the basic fundamentals when you're out there trying to get from point A to B.
Yeah, and you don't want to forget things. Like, you don't want to forget the diapers, formula, medicines. You don't want to forget some of those vital things that, you know, that you would need on the trip. And of course, remember that movie Home Alone?
Yeah, that was a very good movie.
You also don't want to forget the kids too, but so you don't want to leave them home alone. But certainly making that packing list that really lists all the things that, you know, that you'll need on that trip. Now, I found a really great website called TravelMamas.com. And if you go to that website, TravelMamas.com, you'll also see a link to some really, really great packing lists and a lot of other great information, too. It's really a great website to check out for those moms out there who are traveling. What about you, Olivia? Do you have any tips?
I know that now that we're older, we have our own list that we need to just stay sane in the car for long periods of time. So we have an overall list that everyone works together to make happen, and then we have individual lists as well.
Well, you know, I like that because actually that's my number two tip for moms, and that is to get everyone, get the family involved in the planning part and putting together their list. And certainly for, you know, older kids that can really do that without too much trouble, you definitely want to get them involved because I tend to think, too, that if you make the list, you have more buy-in to things as well.
That's true. If the kids are involved and they're focusing it as a family trip as opposed to just going from point A to B, it makes it a lot more enjoyable. And again, you know, try to focus on mom.
Well, yeah, you want to take some of that pressure off mom. I like that, Olivia. I hope your mom's listening so she hears that. But, you know, she may say, well, you know, Mother's Day is not only May 11th, but it's the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. So she may add some more days to it.
I'm ready.
You're ready? But, you know, the other thing, too, that I like about this, you know, the planning and everything, too, and getting the family involved, is it also teaches children the importance of planning and preparation so that they learn those skills as well. What do you think?
That's true. I mean, basically, they also when kids see you doing something, they look at that and they learn remarkably from that. And you're basically the primary example. And so when you're more efficient in doing things and packing up things, kids see that and they learn that's how you go and do that. But not just that task, other tasks that they learn throughout life.
Well, I agree with you on that. So planning and preparing, they learn to do that as well as they go through life and the importance of that. Now, another tip is to try not to do everything. So on some of my trips, I know I want to pile in everything. You know, I want to go and, you know, I want to go to the beach and do those things. But then I also want to go to the museums. You know, I want to go to any art galleries. I want to do the shopping. So try not to do everything, especially when you have kids with you as well. So, Olivia, what about that? Have you gone on any trips with your family where you guys are trying to do everything?
Oh, yeah. It always starts day one. We want to tackle everything. Mm-hmm. We usually go to theme parks. We want to get every single ride in that day. And then we find that we kind of missed out because we were rushing through everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always more rewarding to just take our time and find what we really enjoy. And if it's one thing, then we'll stay there and have fun.
Well, I like that idea, sort of picking a couple of things and not really trying to get everything into it, because then you're exhausted. But I guess exhaustion is okay on the vacation, because then you have hopefully the next day maybe where you can take a little downtime and go to the beach or
right.
Sit by the pool.
And don't forget the trip. I mean, the trip itself is, you know, should be part of the fun.
I agree with you. And that makes me really think about road trips. So any tips on road trips?
Well, again, you know, make sure, first of all, you have your things that you need to get there safely. Your car is in good shape. And also you have the directions. You know how to get there.
Well, exactly that, because nothing would be worse, I wouldn't think, than except getting lost. But, you know, GPS is, you know, it's good. I have a GPS device in my car, so that really works. One of those ones you plug into the cigarette lighter.
I like GPS. They're great, but I also still like a basic map as well.
Well, a basic map is good if you can, you know, really kind of sort that out. I do a little bit better with the, you know, the GPS talking to me and telling me turn here and, you know, my next turn is coming up in a few minutes. So I definitely say, you know, that makes it a lot less stressful if you, as Doc Bill said, plan it out and have the directions there. Now, what about flying? You all know that I used to be, you know, the airline stewardess, the flight attendant. So I've seen a lot of situations of moms traveling, especially moms traveling alone, and just kind of the challenges with that. And as you probably know and or have seen, you know, on the airlines, you know, the child can sit in your lap, especially if they're, you know, under 2 years old. You know, the child can sit in your lap, but it is really recommended that you get an FAA-approved seat that's much safer, and then the child is, you know, more comfortable as well, and so are you, you know, with that traveling.
Yeah, that's true. And also look at certain restrictions for your luggage and stuff like that on the airlines, and what other, as well as other airline restrictions, and then be considerate of other people along the way, trying to keep things to keep your child occupied so they're not crying or things like that.
That's a really good point. And I would say also to mothers that when the babies and the kids are crying and kind of making a fuss about things, don't let that get you too stressed out, especially the response and the reactions from some of the passengers sitting around you, because people can start giving you what I call that ugly eye. You know, they're kind of looking at you and rolling their eyes. But, you know, those kind of things just happen. Mm-hmm. So do whatever you need to do to get the, you know, the crying or whatever under control. You know, have the books and the games and, you know, something for the kids to do or whatever the crying may be caused by. But just know that you've got to keep your calm and your, you know, composure as well under those kind of situations, because people will, you know, respond a lot of times to that kind of thing.
And also boarding preferences. A lot of airlines will let particularly parent mothers traveling with small kids give them boarding preferences. When time comes for boarding.
That's really important, and I would really suggest making sure you get to that gate early. And for moms that are traveling alone with the kids, definitely make sure you get to the gate early, let the ground agent there know, the gate agent know, that you are traveling by yourself and that you may need a little extra help with getting situated on the airplane, getting your bags and things stowed, especially if you're traveling with an infant. That's really, really important. Now, we'll come back in just a few minutes and we'll continue talking about great tips for moms traveling. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9.
Silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. There were four gems.